This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, magnificent Tuesday. But don't worry, we still have an entire week together. This hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the fraud we've been discussing. The fraud we've been discussing. We'll get to some emails, talk about this sailor going to prison for spying for the Chi-Coms. Ketanji Brown Jackson's a moron. In fact, we're going to open up talking about that. All that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now to something we have discussed time and time again. DEI. Diversity. We need more diversity. We always taught it or thought about it as something that's annoying and it's wrong. But at some point, at some level, if you travel high enough up the food chain of importance of jobs, at some level, you'll stop getting diversity hires and they'll just be capable people at some level. It's a way we cope. I cope the exact same way. All human beings find ways to cope with bad situations. As our society began to drown in DEI filth, that was one of the ways we coped. Yeah, the military, it's full of a bunch of DEI garbage, but not the generals. Yeah, the airlines. Nah, they're going to diversify and they're going to hire some monster to be a stewardess on your plane, but they won't. They're not going to let them pilot the plane, right? They are. Ketanji Brown Jackson has, you could probably argue, the most prestigious job in the United States of America. I'm not saying that's my position, but Supreme Court Justice? Think about how exclusive that is. There are 9 of them, and your appointment is forever, for life. Until you retire or die, you will be a Supreme Court justice. And Supreme Court, there is nothing higher than it. It's supreme. As far as the law goes, it is supreme. Now, obviously there are going to be people there who are on the right. There are going to be people there who are on the left, sadly. I wish there were none, but there are. But you would think, and I would think, that right or left, you're at least going to get super sharp people, right? Somebody who, even if you can't stand them, totally disagree with their politics, totally disagree with their legal opinions, they've got a higher IQ than you do. Than I do, surely, right? Well, that's the thing about DEI. It didn't ever have a cap on how high it could go because it actually travels upward at warp speed. As soon as you allow DEI to get in on the ground floor, as soon as you allow DEI to be an intern in the mailroom, what you've done is you've made it inevitable that it'll be on the board soon. It'll be the CEO soon. That's how it works. It's a poison, and if you allow it in the roots, it's going to come out the leaves. It is. This person is a Supreme Court Justice.
The law actually operates differently, I think. for cisgender women and transgender women. That is, with respect to their desire to play on a team that matches their gender identity, cisgender women can do it, transgender women cannot. And so we do appreciate a distinction, I think, that is being drawn on the basis of your gender status, gender identity status, trans or cis, right?
That's a Supreme Court justice. This is a Supreme Court justice.
Why is that a difference in effect? So it's like a second order discrimination, right? The first order is separating male from female.
Right.
The second order is separating transgender women from cisgender women, right?
Respectfully, I would disagree.
No.
The reason why is just because I think anytime you have a classification, you could divide it into subclassifications, and I don't think that then becomes, like, the law in the same way applies to brown-haired biological girls and blonde-headed biological girls.
No, I understand, but I don't think
classification
you can get,
based on hair color.
I'm not sure, and maybe this is switching to the equal protection.
A Supreme Court justice for life. And she was put there because she's a black woman. And if that makes you mad, I don't care. You should blame Joe Biden, who just came out and said it when he put her up for the whole thing. Don't blame me. Joe Biden said it. I was only going to pick a woman. I was only going to pick a black woman. Don't get mad at me. Your Democrat politicians will stand right up to the microphone and announce to the world that merit doesn't matter at all. They've eliminated all those dirty whiteys, certainly all the white men. They're going to narrow down the field in extreme ways. And what happens when you do that, whether it's a Supreme Court justice, a pilot, your doctor, or anyone else, is you get the lowest form of scum in society at the highest, most important levels of society, and then society breaks. Do we need to do another 5 hours on Rhodesia? Don't worry, I'm not going to do another 5 hours on Rhodesia, but how did this brand new country become, like, overnight the wealthiest, most prosperous country in Africa? White people and black people in Africa enjoyed a higher standard of living, a standard of living that could not be matched by anywhere else in Africa. How did that happen? Well, you took the cream of the crop and you only gave those people a say in establishing the society, voting for the leadership of society, and the cream of the crop created a wonderful place. How did it go from being Rhodesia to ending up as Zimbabwe on the crappiest country in the world list? How did that happen? Well, you allowed the scum of the country to take it over. Now everybody lives in poverty. It's destroyed. No one has a job. You can't get medical care. Happening in America. Jesse, I got this email. We're doing emails. Women are the problem right now, this guy says. They are bent on destroying not only the United States, but Western civilization. Obviously, the long-term solution is to change the education system. We know that married women, by the numbers, are so left, but that doesn't help now. So, okay, stop for a second. First, I love a good woman joke as much as the next man, and clearly the 19th Amendment was a tremendous mistake. But setting that aside, married women do not vote left. Married women vote Republican. Single men vote Republican. Married men vote Republican. Married women vote Republican. That is not true that married women vote Democrat. That is not how it works demographically. Now, what messes it up is this. A huge, it's like 70% depending on the poll, a huge percentage of single women vote Democrat. It's not all women, single women, not all of them. Maybe you're a dime listening right now, still on the hunt for a man, so I'm sure you probably have a good head on your shoulders. But single women, to the tune of 70%, prefer communists. Now, that's a societal problem, but I would argue this. Why do you think the communists push feminism so hard? When I say, when I warn young women against becoming a feminist, and I tell them everyone will hate you, no one will want to be around you, no guy worth his salt will want to marry you, the communist knows that too. That's a big part of why he pushes it. You don't need no man, girl. You're a girl boss. You be a girl boss, girl. You don't let no man get into your life. You don't want to be nice to no man. You're the best. I am woman. Hear me roar. You think the communists don't know that that makes you unpalatable if I have to be nice? You think of course they know that. That was part of why they pushed it on all these young women out there. And now the communist is putting it into overdrive, trying to make sure these poor young ladies are miserable all the time. Not that you have to have a man to be happy, but they know these young women are miserable. They know they're choosing communism, and it's sad. Fellas, avoid them like the plague. Avoid them, women. Avoid those women. Embrace chalk. Avoid those women. Embrace chalk. You know what the dimes, the wonderful dimes who are going to make wonderful wives and girlfriends for you, you know what they want? They want a man who has testosterone. That's what they want. And that's why you need a male vitality stack from chalk flowing through your veins. And ladies, don't think you're left out at all, because we are an equal opportunity natural herbal supplements show. There's a female vitality stack for the ladies that's going to have you full of pep and ready to go. That's what chalk can and will do for you. Go try it for 90 days. 90 days. Just give it 90 days. If you don't feel like a completely new person, cancel your subscription. 4 years with the male vitality stack flowing through my veins. That's how much of a believer I am. I'm not telling you something I don't do. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So you know how we talk all the time about how the Democrat Party exists on three things? And without those three things, they would not exist at all. Cheating in elections, stealing taxpayer money and using it for their politics, fraud, and foreigners. Those are the three things that hold up the Democrat Party. Without those three things, the Democrat Party is a 20% party. Let's talk about the first one for a moment. Oregon. You ever been to Oregon? I've been to Oregon a few times. If you've never been to Oregon, it can be easy to just think, wow, dirty commie state, bunch of dirty hippies out there, stupid Oregon. Okay, all right. First, I grew up in Montana, and I love Montana. Spent a lot of time in Utah, Colorado. I'm not sure that Oregon isn't the most beautiful state in the United States of America, and I've been all over the United States of America. You can't imagine how beautiful it is. That's one. Two, when you get outside of Salem and Portland, when you get outside of the big urban areas in Portland or in Oregon, Oregon might be the reddest state in the Union. Those people are as hard freaking core as you can imagine, right? Now, how many registered voters are there in Oregon? Don't worry, you don't have to look it up. I did the research for you. 3 million, roughly. 3 million. Okay. Remember when I just said Democrats cheat in elections, and without cheating in elections and, of course, fraud and foreigners, they'd be a 20% party? Remember how many registered voters I just said they had? Here's a headline from Not the B. Oregon to remove up to 800,000 voters from the electoral rolls. Hold on a minute. Maybe I read that. Let me read it again, because maybe I read that wrong. Because they only have 3 million registered voters. and they're going to remove up to 800,000 registrations. Hey, Chris, I know I had to drop algebra a couple times in community college, again, for political reasons, but that sounds like it's almost a third of them. That's what it sounds like to me. You can't possibly imagine. I can't. You know what's wild? I tell you this, that those are the three things that hold up the Democrat Party, and I can't possibly imagine how bad it truly is. Maybe you thought I was being over the top when I said the Democrat Party is a 20% party. What if Oregon's a red state? What if Illinois is a red state? What's that mean for the United States of America? Walk through this in your mind. What it means for the House of Representatives, the Senate, the presidency. What does it mean for the country if the state of Washington is red, if Oregon is red, if Colorado is still red, if Illinois is still red, if New Mexico is red, if Arizona is reliably blood red? And by the way, there would be more states that I'm not even naming. States in the Northeast, states like Maine, which are blue, wishy-washy. What if Maine is blood red? What would it mean for the country? The Democrat Party exists on foreigners, fraud, and cheating in elections. Without that, they're nothing. Oh, speaking of fraud, here's the governor of Colorado.
Is there fraud in this state? Is it a real problem?
Look, we welcome any way to look at fraud and defeat it. I mean, we see the federal government as a partner in that. Freezing it before they found any fraud, that's really inappropriate.
Have
so let's work together
any,
to do it.
Have you found any fraud?
We have one of the lower fraud rates of every state. Every state is going to have some misuse of funds. We have one of the lower ones of 50
states. So as you see it, it's a real problem, but not a big problem.
No, it's look, every dollar of wasted taxpayer money is a real problem that we should take seriously.
Headline from PJ Media. Tip of the iceberg. You're not going to believe the amount of fraud and waste in, quote, safety net programs. The Democrat Party is extinct without cheating in elections, foreigners, and fraud. Extinct. 20%. The party is so unpopular without those three things, they essentially have to shutter it. They have to close the doors of the DNC, and a new opposition party to the Republicans has to rise. That's how unpopular Democrat policies are. And keep this in mind, put this in your back pocket. That's with all the corporate media in their pocket. That's with everybody in the corporate media in their pocket. The party is so unpopular that NBC, ABC, CBS, the LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MS Now, on and on and on down the list, NPR, all day, every day, beating the drumbeat for communist policies, for communist politicians, and still Democrats don't have the House, Senate, or the presidency. It's a 20% party. We just have to clean it up. We have to deport the foreigners. We have to arrest the fraudsters, clean up the voter rolls, and the Democrat Party ceases to exist. Wouldn't that be a thing? Anyway, more emails next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't
shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I wasn't going to talk about it. It happened. It happened like 20 minutes before the show. You know, Donald Trump was in Michigan today. Maybe you don't know. He was in Michigan today. And he's all about American jobs, which I love, and American manufacturing. And he's all about working men, which I love. And he's touring. He's touring the Ford factory, where they make Ford F-150s. Chris, please tell me you saw this already. And he starts mouthing F-U to some commie hecklers in the factory. And he doesn't mouth it once. Chris, I only glanced at the video before the show. It's three or four times. He mouths it. And then he gives him the middle finger. On camera. He's Donald Trump. And it's not like he's behind closed doors. He's doing this in a factory full of people. President of the United States of America. Mouthing F you to somebody. And giving him the middle finger. Look. He's Donald Trump. There are going to be times where he makes you stand up and cheer. He's made me do it many times before. There are going to be times where he makes you so mad that you bash your head through the desk and start throwing your phone across the room. I've done it many times before. But I've got to tell you this. At least he's authentic. It's been one of the most endearing things about the, I was going to say 8 years, but let's be honest, it's been 12 years of the Trump era, is you get what you get. He is who he is. You know exactly what you're getting. Oh, gosh. By the way, speaking of presidential elections, this was David Muir. I'll let him talk.
Tonight, there is breaking news just as we come on after the shooting and killing of a mother of three in her SUV. Tonight, Minnesota is now suing to get ICE agents out of the state. It comes as Homeland Security is now surging hundreds more federal agents into that state. Teams of armed agents in neighborhoods using battering rams at front doors.
I'll play the beginning again for you.
Tonight, there is breaking news just as we come on after the shooting and killing of a mother of three in her...
Shooting and killing of a mother of three. My point is not that David Muir is a worthless piece of communist trash. My point is the Republican Party allowed that man to moderate a GOP debate in the last presidential election. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I misspoke. Not a GOP debate. A debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Remember, both parties have to agree to the debate schedule, to who's going to be putting it on, you know, NBC, ABC, Fox, whatever it is. And both parties have to agree to who's moderating it. The Republican Party seriously allowed this human being to moderate a debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Tonight, there is breaking news just as we come on after the shooting and killing of a mother of three in her SUV.
Come on, GOP. Surely we can do better. No. Hey, Jesse, if a cop asked me to get out of the car and I rammed him, I would not expect him to turn the other cheek. Well, you make a good point, but you're also not a completely brainwashed communist. These people are brainwashed beyond belief. And they're brainwashed to such a level that it gets them hurt all the time. We're talking about the one who got killed. How many times in recent days have you seen one throw a bottle at an officer, hit an officer, grab an officer's weapon. There's a hilarious video out there. This cop, he's with BORTAC, whatever. He's Border Patrol, one of the super hot like SWAT team Border Patrol guys. BORTAC guys are studs. And he's got this pepper cloud gun. And this communist agitator is standing in front of him, and he keeps grabbing the guy's pepper cloud gun over and over and over again. And finally, the BORTAC guy, from a distance of about 3 inches, reaches back and hoses this guy in the face with a pepper cloud. I've told you before, I've been pepper sprayed in the Marine Corps. If you have not, the best way I can describe it is this. Somebody pulls out a cigarette lighter and holds it up to your eyeball. That's what it feels like. That's on top of the fact you can't breathe, you're snotting everywhere, but it feels like your eyeballs are on fire. And that was with Marine Corps pepper spray. A pepper cloud from a foot away, that guy probably had to go to the emergency room after taking a face full of pepper cloud like that. But this is what happens. These communist street animals, they get trained and programmed and trained and programmed in street activism. And because the elite communists who put on the training don't care about them, they send them out and they end up getting hurt. Joy Reid, because she's brain dead, gave it away.
This woman was part of a group of people who they trained to try to be ICE interrupters. Mm-hmm. And what they try to do is...
Poor Joy. She's so stupid. Most people on the left understand that you kind of want to cover up the fact that the lady is a trained communist street agitator. David Muir, as much as I hate the guy, he at least understands how to play the game.
Tonight there is breaking news just as we come on after the shooting and killing of a mother of three in her...
That's what you call a triple-digit IQ. This is what you call a single-digit IQ.
This woman was part of a group of people who they trained to try to be ICE interrupters.
Mm-hmm. Joy. You're not supposed to say that. That's the part you're not supposed to actually voice. You see, I don't know if you know this, Joy, but I'm cluing you in, just so you know. All communism has to be cloaked in deception. That's why you've been trained to lie your entire life. That's why they lie like they breathe. They lie about everything all the time, because if you're ever honest about communism, nobody would ever buy it. Nobody would ever accept it. Society would run communists into the Pacific Ocean in a heartbeat if they knew what you actually thought and what you actually wanted. Therefore, you have to lie about everything at all times, like this.
Tonight, there is breaking news just as we come on after the shooting and killing of a mother of three in her SUV.
So if you have large groups of trained, paid, organized communist street animals in the United States of America, and we do, that's one thing. It's important that you don't come right out and tell everybody that's what you have. You notice the smart people in the American media have been really, really selling that she was an innocent mother. She was on her way to daycare. She's a mother of three. She had an SUV. She was a poet. See, Joy, that's what the smart people were selling. You would probably be better off just kind of repeating whatever they say. When you think for yourself, this stuff
comes out. This woman was part of a group of people who they trained to try to be ICE interrupters. Mm-hmm.
Joy, I know you probably slept through the meeting, but that's the part you don't say. See, that's not how communists works. It's my job to tell everybody that, and I do tell everybody that. But you're on the other side. You're not supposed to tell everybody the game plan, you see? Just trying to help, Joy. Just trying to help. Let's do some more emails before we check out of here. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. But don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow. You can email us, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Let's do some emails, shall we? Jesse, I'm obsessed with what is going on in Iran. I see so many people asking why there isn't press coverage. Why isn't Hollywood speaking out or protests on college campus? Well, remember what we talked about earlier in the show? And this goes way beyond Iran. It's for everything you see on NBC, ABC, CBS, everything you read in the papers. It always comes back to this. The media will cover or not cover every single thing in a way that is in service to the revolution. So if you have, for instance, a black dude who stabs a white girl to death on a train in Charlotte. You remember that story. Multi-time felon black dude that a communist judge lets out of jail, gets on a train, butchers this beautiful young white girl on a train. Now, for a variety of reasons, that hurts the revolution. The revolution demands that the prisons be opened so the violent animals are let out. The revolution demands that black people are presented in the most wonderful light at all times. Only white people are allowed to be made to be demons in the news. The revolution demands this. The revolution, that story itself, every part of it is damaging to the revolution. So the media will attempt, if they can, to not report on it at all. At all. They don't want to report on it at all. If they are ever forced to report on it, they'll try to do things like Republicans are pouncing on a story out of Charlotte, try to make it as if reporting on the story is some nefarious Republican scheme that they're forced to report on everything, whether it be on a train in Charlotte or a protest in Iran. Everything is looked at through the lens of the revolution. Now, why would they have any affinity at all for the mullahs in Iran? There are a couple of different reasons for that. The reason we have the mullahs, this Islamic fundamentalist regime running Iran, is because Jimmy Carter was president of the United States of America and made it happen. It's wild how much you can damage a country, a world, in 4 years. Jimmy Carter did it. By the way, Jimmy Carter was also largely responsible for the end of Rhodesia. I know I touched on that a little bit, but Jimmy Carter, of course, sided with the communists against the Rhodesians, and that's why Rhodesia fell under his regime. But anyway, setting that aside, Jimmy Carter is a hero to the communist left. All right, so if you start talking about the horrible regime in Iran and how they're oppressing women and stuff like that, well, that's not going to help the revolution here in America. That makes Jimmy Carter look bad. Okay, that's one. Two, Barack Obama. He is the most recent communist lion in this country, an 8-year communist president who damaged the country in ways that Democrats have wanted to damage for a very, very long time. It was Barack Obama who cozied up big time to Iran. He signed that now famous nuclear deal that really greased the skids for Iran to get a nuclear weapon. He spent 8 years wrapping his arms around Iran and giving them a big old sloppy kiss. Well, if you talk about them beating women to death in the streets for taking off their hijabs, well, that might make Obama look bad, and that in turn hurts the revolution. Also, there's the Donald Trump angle on it. Donald Trump has been very, very stern with Iran. Donald Trump wiped out that piece of trash General Soleimani with a sword missile, which is still one of the coolest things we have in our possession. Look it up if you would like. It's an amazing piece of technology. Anyway, Donald Trump wiped him out. Soleimani, he was the one that was training. His guys were training those guys blowing up all the IEDs of our troops in Iraq. It was Soleimani. That's where the training, all that stuff came from them. Anyway, Donald Trump's been very, very stern with Iran. So American communists, now they like the mullahs in Iran. If you just look at it the way I just described, every single news story and the way it's covered will make sense to you. Why do they say this? Why don't they say that? Why aren't they reporting this? Why are they reporting on this so much? Everything is about the revolution. The revolution is all, it is all they care about. It is all they think about. It is their main priority. It's all about the revolution. All right? All right. Now, I brought up that Bortak guy giving that communist street animal a face full of pepper cloud last segment. You know that's what Berna can and will do for you, right? You know Berna shoots pepper balls. That's what it shoots. It's not lethal. That's why it's legal in all 50 states without a permit or a background check. Berna is not lethal, but it shoots, on top of tear gas balls and other things, pepper balls. Well, what's in that little ball? A pepper cloud. It's so much freaking worse than liquid. It's, you can't even imagine. It's so powerful that you don't even actually have to hit somebody directly with it when you shoot it. You could shoot it, bounce it off the wall beside them, shoot it off the ground in front of them. Debilitating. And you can own one. That daughter you sent off to college can own one. Your son, away from home, working on the oil rig, can own one. Everyone can own one. Carry something on you that will stop a bad man from hurting you very, very badly. BYRNA. Go to Byrna.com/Jesse. All right? Byrna.com/Jesse. Did you hear Scott Turner over at HUD?
We have found that there is likely over $84 million in ineligible assistance that was given to the state of Minnesota during the Biden administration, including almost $500,000 in improper assistance to over 500 dead tenants.
$500,000 in assistance to 500 dead people. The entire Democrat Party exists on fraud, foreigners, and cheating in elections. Don't ever forget it.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Social media harms teens, watchdog warns, as France weighs a ban. That may be fair. In fact, I'm sure it is fair, but I will tell you that some of the dumbest, most belligerent people I have met in social media are people who are older with gray hair. That's no indictment of them, but I think social media is equally poisonous no matter what your age, and that it's one of those things you should really pop in and pop out. If you find yourself living on it all day long, you're probably going to be miserable. Former U.S. Navy sailor sentenced to up to 16 years for selling secrets to China. The only bad news about going to prison as a U.S. Navy sailor for 16 years is you'll probably be used to how things run in there. City's first female mayor leaves financial crisis in her wake as transition with fellow Democrat gets ugly. You mean you put a woman in charge of the budget and she spent too much? You don't say. Quit, Chris. We can make jokes. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. That's all.